again to PC Podcast. It's me, Pete Kogel. PCP 458 is the number of this particular podcast. That was started by Midnight Train, by a band called The Dark Colors since 1685. Very strange name for a band. They come from Madrid in Spain. They've got a Facebook page. If you want to find out the Facebook page, it's a little bit more complicated than just reading it out to you. So I would suggest you head over to PeteKogel.com and look up for PCP hash 458 and you'll find out more about them. Pick that up from Bandcamp. Bloody marvellous. It's an interesting week. I am rather tired as this comes to you. I am back up in Newcastle once again, up to see my father, and this is recorded a little bit early for you, but not as matter. You still enjoy the podcast, regardless of wherever I am. That's the nice thing about podcasting, isn't it? Let's move on. Track 2, Frozen Light by The Drum Killer. We'll be right back. Very nice. Bit of sort of what I consider to be sort of very old school drum and bass there. The Drum Killer, he is based out of Russia. You can find out more about him at facebook.com/ The Drum Killer Music. That's Killer, K-A-L-L-A. It was very good. Frozen Light was that particular track. And I picked that up from Geometry Recordings at geometryrecordings.bandcamp.com. I think it's a 2-track EP. Definitely worth checking out anyway. Good stuff, good stuff. Now, you may remember, if you've been listening to the show for about three, four years ago, I played a young band called Vinyl Chord. Featuring one Mr. Richard Wiggins on vocals. He's done various things since, but he currently is in Cardiff University, and he's got a bunch of mates. They are now a band called How I Fake the Moon Landings, which I think is a reference to a quote from Kubrick, of course. I think about the time he did 2001 Odyssey, that sort of thing, which is right about 1969, that sort of thing. This is four tracks that they've just made available on SoundCloud, and I think it's more than marvellous. This is a track called Take This Town. Ooh, Take This Town by How I Faked the Moon Landings. Rather good, it was indeed. You can find them at facebook.com/ How I Faked the Moon Landing. Is it Moon Landing or Moon Landings? It might just be one N. Well, it might be the singular one, Facebook. I'll just check that out. They're based, as I said, at Cardiff in Wales, at Cardiff University. Very, very good indeed. Mr. Wiggins is a very young chap in comparison with myself, but he has got a very, very eclectic mix of musical interests and shares an awful lot of albums I would never thought he would have heard of, being as young as he is, but he's obviously very keen on that sort of stuff. And I was listening to that thinking, yep, I can pick up some Folds there, I can pick up some of the African stuff that Folds is based on, I can even pick up early Smith. So there's really some good stuff in there, and worth checking out. I shall play some more from them soon. Check them out at soundcloud.com. Nice. Now, this is a band or an artist called Extorted Minds. He's based out of Southampton and England. A track called Timeless. Thank you. like to keep the musical styles mixed on this particular podcast. That was Extorted Minds. You can find him at soundcloud.com/extortedminds. The track was called Timeless. He is based at Southampton, as I said. Picked that up from Prolific at soundcloud.com/prolificunderground. Very, very good. Now, last time, I played a track by an Ontario Canadian band called Highs. This is another one of theirs. It's called Still and Still.
We'll be right back. great as a lake, yeah. I should tell you that you would look great. Come on and change. I'll wait.
Love the riff on that one. That's fantastic. Still and Still by Highs. You can find them at highsmusic.com. Based out of Ontario and Canada there. Picked it up from Audio Blood at audioblood.com. Worth checking out. Moving back over to Russia again. This time an artist called Sandro Kate. That's K-A-I-T. He's got an album released. And I think all the titles have got like F1, F2, F3 and various different things like this. This is a track called F3, I Wonder, featuring Michel Pierre Morgic. That doesn't sound right, does it? But never mind. That's what it says here, and therefore I'll just play it for you. A track called F3, I Wonder, featuring Michel Pierre Morgic, with Sandro Kate. And Sandro Kate can be found at soundcloud.com/Sandro-Kate, K-A-I-T. Based out of Russia from the excellent Southern Cities Lab, record label at southerncitylab.org. Wonderful stuff. Now, the next track I've had to translate from Serbian. The track is called Primalni Krik, which apparently translates as Primal Scream, by a band called Ujetski Potrebe, which is apparently is translated as the people's needs. So your people's needs will now be met. Thank you. I love the way that track started in one particular direction, took it in a different direction, and then came back to where it started from. It was fantastic. That was Pramalni Krik, The Primal Scream, by Ljudski Podrebi, The People's Needs, from Subotica in Serbia. You can find out more about them at ljudskipodrebi.jimdo.com. I'm not going to try and spell that out to you because it takes too long, but check it out. Or go and have a look for them at freemusicarchive.org. Excellent. Back to an artist I have played before again. He's based out of Venice in Italy. He's called Christian Fiume. This is Babylon Burner. Babylon Burner by Christian Fume. You can find Christian, that's Christian spelled with a K, and Fume, F-U-M-E-I, at soundcloud.com. Volna Nice. Track was called Babylon Burner. He is based out of Venice. I just don't know why I've been to Venice, and I don't actually sort of expect to sort of hear reggae coming out of a window in Venice, but there you go. Just goes to show he comes out of everywhere, really. From the excellent Ephedrina record label, the ephedrinanetlabel.wordpress.com. Most marvellous. This is from a new label to me. They're called Zorch Factory Records at zorchfactoryrecords.com. That's Z-O-R-C-H. They're based out of Poland. They're called This Cold, and the track is called Liquid. Marvellous. Liquid, I would settle that particular track by This Cold. You can find them at www.thiscold.com, based out of Poland, from the excellent Zorch Factory Records, zorchfactoryrecords.com. Actually, we're playing some more from those in future podcasts. I shall be delving deep into their archives. Marvellous. Now, the next track is a bit of electro swing, from electro-swing.com. They're based out of France. Two artists, Gemstone and Misha Ying. This is a track called Telepop. We'll be right back. Oh, that sound takes me back. Saturn, falling asleep in the wee small hours on the sofa in my parents' front room, listening to various bits of music. Marvelous stuff. Telepart was the title track, called by Gemstone and Misha Ying. You can find them at electroswing.com. Just search for them under that. They are from France. Moving over now to Mali. Well, of course, where does that mean? That means somebody with some playing some desert blues or that sort of thing. This is Imahan Timbuktu and a track called Ichata Talamont.
عشت الموت ملت غبي ترضى شفت راضي
Imahan Timbuktu is the title of the particular artist, him and his band, and Aishata Tamamont is the title of that particular track. He's got a Facebook page as well, and like all Facebook pages, they're a bit too long to read out. Oh, that's my phone ringing in the background there. How unprofessional, but never mind. These boys are Mali, and that was from Story Amp. Excellent. Let's go back to a band I saw a few weeks ago from Palermo, Italy, based in, they were playing in Brighton. You've heard them before. They're called Swing Growers. This is not sort of so much electro swing as more, well, you tell me what you think it is. It's a track called L'Ombraccio.
Sorry.
Well, Electro Swing meets drum and bass. Very nice indeed. Lumbriato. Lumbriaco or Lumbriaccio? I'm not quite sure how to pronounce it. But then again, I never do, do I? That was by Swing Growers. You can find them at swinggrowers.com from Palermo in Italy, from the excellent Freshly Squeezed Music at freshlysqueezedmusic.com. Yes. Now, here's an artist called Sis Dina. I think she's on the vocals. You can find her at myspace.com. And then this is the Reggae Club dub plate version. The Reggae Club can be found at reggaeclub.org, of a track called Let Jah Be Your Guide. Let Jah Be Your Guide is the message from Sis Dina. You can find her at myspace.com/ it's a bit longer. Sis Lish Adina. Adina. Ah, it's a bit strange. I don't know why that's like that, but there you go. That's the title of her web address. And then there's the Reggae Dub Club, reggaedubclub.org. And then there's the Reggae Dub Club dub plate of Let Jah Be Your Guide. Pick that up from the excellent Dubkey Records at dubkey.com. Check him out. Right. I'm not going to leave you with a noisy one. I'm going to leave you with a rather quiet one, a rather reflective one. And, it's rather reflective in the sense because not only is it good music and it's rather nice and I wanted to end the podcast in a sort of rather quiet way, but this comes from an artist based out of the Ukraine. And I think the Ukraine could do with a bit of time to reflect and have a bit of peace in this moment in time. This is Hiding Place by Dark Patrick. You can find him at darkpatrick.com. If you're driving and you want to be enjoying the music, then fine. If you have a chance, I would suggest you sit yourself down in a nice quiet place and enjoy this reflectively. But if not, well, I hope you enjoy it when you come back next time. See you soon, folks.
Укриття в дерев'яних обіймах.